This is Bill Thomas. I recently spoke with Tiana Grise, who's executive director of the Fargo-Moorhead Area Youth Symphonies, about changes.
So when I started in 2016, we had two permanent orchestras.
They had a full orchestra with strings and winds and everything for the senior high kids, and then the junior high kids had a strings-only orchestra. But they had to grow because...
We were over 200.
Wow.
So you can imagine... With fire code, it's difficult to get the amount of kids we needed to get on stage on the stage. So we broke it down, added another string orchestra, kind of a middle group called Ataka Strings. Ataka because that means to go on right to the next movement after a movement. And it's been really successful. We went from 17 to we're about 40 right now, which is great.
I asked if the students came only from Fargo-Moorhead.
No, we've got kids from Moorhead, Fargo, West Fargo. We had one flutist from Foreman, North Dakota this last year, which is quite a hike. We've had a whole kind of slew of kids from Fergus Falls that have come. So really it's the whole area around the Fargo metro that we service. And it's exciting to see the different kinds of kids that come in, rural kids and more city kids from Fargo.
Another question is how you get in.
Everything's by audition. Kids seem to really enjoy working hard and making it in.
And I wondered, why would the students want to go to the extra work and trouble to be in this group when they have their own school orchestras?
Yeah, well, this is actually a step beyond the school orchestra. Most school orchestras don't have a wind section per se. So they're not able to play the great classics. They're not playing Beethoven and Brahms. And so we're able to do that, which broadens their horizons. It gives them a really good head start if they're interested in pursuing music as a career or even just staying in music as an adult, which we think is really important.
And some of the students who've gone through the Fargo-Moorhead Area Youth Symphonies have really achieved.
Yeah. We see kids achieving not only highly in music, we always have kids that are subbing in the Fargo-Moorhead Symphony as well as playing in the Youth Symphony, but they are brilliant achievers in maths and sciences and language arts and speech. I mean, these kids do all of the things and they're awesome at everything. So it's really exciting to see where they go from the junior strings when they're little and timid up through senior high. Last year or the year before, we had one student who made it into every Ivy League school, all of them, which is quite an achievement.
I wondered about how much work it was for the students to be in the FM Area Youth Symphonies.
It's so much work.
And Tiana proceeded to run down a whole lot of different tasks, which she said came down to...
You have to be playing a lot and sight reading a lot and listening a lot. Listening is also a really big key, I think.
So the youth symphonies do their own performances through the year, but they also play with the regular symphony.
Yeah, once a year we do a side-by-side, which is incredibly valuable, not just for our participants, but also for the FMSO members, I think, as to act as mentors to the youth symphony members and sometimes our own students, I think, is a really special experience.
You can check up on the schedule for the auditions and the performances and the performance with the FM Symphony Orchestra, all at fmays.org. I've been talking with Tiana Grise, Executive Director of the Fargo-Moorhead Area Youth Symphonies. This piece is supported in part by the Arts Partnership, supported by Fargo, West Fargo, and Moorhead.